Welcome to Ask the Doulas with Gold Coast Doulas. I'm Kristen, co-owner, and I'm here today with Paige Cornettit, and she is known as the Millennial Guru. Welcome, Paige.
Thank you. So excited to be on the show today.
So tell us about why you started Millennial Guru. You're also an author. Just fill us in, since you're a local Grand Rapids resident and business owner.
Absolutely. So I started the business with the intent in mind of how to help my generation. I'm a millennial too. So full disclosure, I'm a millennial helping the millennials, of how to help kind of my generation understand themselves and dive in a little bit further, as well as team. So obviously when you get out of college, you get a job, you go to work, and you work with a different type of generation of people. And so yourself as well as different generations, and kind of how to bridge that gap with the different generations. What does that look like with different technology, with different concepts, with different philosophies? And I think the most important thing with who I work with is starting with yourself. So who are you? What are your talents? What are you good at? And then also, once you understand that fully, is how can you express that to your team and understand your team members and their talents?
So, I love that.
Yeah, yourself was kind of the thought and the basis and philosophy for my business. And then it kind of led into not only just understanding yourself, but also understanding your wealth, because those kind of go hand in hand.
Yes, certainly.
Yeah, so I wrote a bunch of different children's books, and it was really fun because I was like with the intent of, okay, so I'm helping my generation understand about themselves.
Yes.
And so, and how, also about their wealth, and what does that look like, and what are the themes and the concepts and kind of the understanding. And then I was like, how can I help the even younger generation, the kids, yes, the little guys, understand that at an or even earlier age? Because they're not going to necessarily understand themselves yet, but they can understand themes and concepts of their wealth or their future wealth.
Yes, so. My kids have one of your books and they love it.
Yay!
So, as far as focus on how can people who are local to you connect and, you know, figure out, even if they're not ready to have kids,
mm-hmm.
like how to plan for their future.
Yes.
Of wanting a family, wanting a house.
Yep. So I think, first of all, they can connect millennialguru.com.
Okay.
And my email is paige@millennialguru, two L's, two N's. A lot of people spell it with like one L or one N, but yes, the millennial is LLNN, just to make it more confusing.
And you're very active on social media. You can find
yes.
you on Instagram, Facebook, everywhere.
Exactly. Yeah. All of the above. Yeah.
Yes.
And so I think that, first of all, they can connect with me. And then we can have a bunch of different conversations, as well as I do workshops on top of that, understanding first what you're good at and what does that look like for you. So, for example, one of my talents is maximizer. So
yeah.
I love doing many things at once, meaning killing many birds with one stone. And so with how that's how I approach to life and how I do things is making sure that I'm covering a lot of things, and that it's for kind of for the greater good, that it's the excellence. So
okay.
I bring that to my business and also my personal life as well. So when I'm investing, I want to maximize like my return, or I want to maximize what is the best way that I can do it to get the most out of it. That's how I do things.
Sure.
As well as like my goal setting. So perfect example, personal as well as my goal, it's a big goal. I have three siblings and I wanted to go on a trip with them each individually this year, which that's a lot of trips.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so my 30th birthday is coming up and I was like, what if I just do a whole sibling trip and then we can all go together and then I can just check all those boxes off at once. So we're about ready to do that, going on a safari in Africa, the four of us together soon.
So amazing.
Yeah, I'm so excited. So that's an example of how, you know, understanding yourself and how you approach things can apply to you professionally,
sure.
to your goals, to your personal goals, to your business goals, as well as to your future financial planning goals.
So, what are your priorities? If travel is a priority before having children, how do you save for that?
Exactly.
And find that and craft out the time in a busy work schedule. Mm-hmm. And, you know, life in general is busy. And then,
what? It is?
Yeah. And then certainly, you know, saving for a family if that's something they desire, as well as checking off those boxes of travel and things that they want to get.
Absolutely. And I think you said that really great, like priorities is kind of establishing what are your wants and what are your needs. And
right.
So once you have like the needs covered for you, you also have to think about what are the needs when you have a family. Okay, what are the needs for the kids? Like what do they need versus wants too? So first, if you can do it with yourself and be like, okay, what do I want? What do I need? And planning financially for that will help make it easier going forward when you do have a family and you have kids. It's like, okay, do I want those really cute little baby shoes for them, or do they actually need them? Yeah. But they're really cute and they're Instagrammable. So.
Yeah, so much of life right now is the Instagram filter and
yeah.
little photos. And
exactly.
It's funny.
And they do grow, so eventually they probably won't need those shoes, but...
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So things like that.
Yeah, and you also travel quite a bit, so we have listeners from all around the country, and so you do workshops and speaking.
Engagements, mm-hmm. yeah. So it depends on who and what and how, and also where, but I'm mostly Easter and Standard Time. That's kind of where I stick myself
nice.
A lot. It's a little bit easier for myself, and again, my maximizer can't help it. It's like, okay,
right.
let's just stay at the same time so that it's not, that I don't have to catch up on sleep or whatever. But yeah, so I'm all over. I do a lot of different speaking engagements and as well as workshops, but mostly focused around yourself and your wealth.
And I know we had talked a bit when we met up for coffee recently, and you do some strategy sessions for like entrepreneurs like
mm-hmm.
myself and helping small businesses maximize their wealth, both personally and for the business itself.
Absolutely. Well, and it's interesting you say that because I've been thinking about that a lot as myself being an entrepreneur is, you know, where's my margin? Where's that space where I can have creative development for that? And where's the space that I can have financially as well? So the margin has been kind of at the forefront of helping entrepreneurs is
yes.
where is that cushion, and margin is the word that I use for it, but you could use a lot of different words,
sure.
of financially, and so feeling that way or distributing or redistributing things, as well as your time and energy as an entrepreneur. Are you doing it all?
Yeah, or can you outsource them?
Yes, exactly. Yes,
and
that goes back to families too, right? So if there are certain things when you're having kids or having a family, what can you outsource? Who can you use to rely on? If it's a community or if it's grandparents, West Michigan, they
yes.
love the grandparents. You
know,
I sure set of hands.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we'll have to talk about some of that outsourcing for families in our next episode because we'll have you on to talk a bit more about savings when you have a newborn.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So let us know how to find you once again.
Yes, millennialgurus.com and Instagram, Facebook, all that. And thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for being on Ask the Doulas with Gold Coast Doulas. You can find us on SoundCloud, iTunes, and on our website at goldcoastdoulas.com. These moments are golden.